Well, it's time for another update from the officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us this morning with our COVID-19 update, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, good morning. We'll let you start with those latest statewide numbers.
Hey, good morning, Brad. Good to talk with you this morning. Unfortunately, I don't have good news. Some of the headlines out there say that Arkansas is leading the country in the cases per capita, and I think yesterday Dr. Romero mentioned that it's spreading like a raging forest fire across the state, and so the numbers kind of reflect that. We currently have a total of 367,007 cases in the state. Active cases are up to 11,475. Hospitalized are up to 815. On a ventilator are 131 individuals. And we've seen 6,007 deaths due to COVID since the beginning of COVID. In Baxter County, we've had a total of 4,058 cases. We currently have 354 active cases. And just to put that in perspective, in the early part of June, we had less than 10 active cases. So if you think about how quickly that has spread, it's definitely spreading quickly. And we've seen 111 deaths in Baxter County so far due to COVID. As a system, we have been testing quite a few, and we've tested a total of 26,522 individuals. The number of positives that we've identified from this test have definitely increased, probably about 15 to 20 a day recently. We're up to 2,333 positive patients that we've identified as a total. We have had a total of 648 individuals admitted to Baxter Regional Medical Center due to COVID. Currently, we have 32 individuals in the hospital due to COVID. 7 of those are on ICU. 3 of those are on ventilators. And we currently have 32 employees that have active cases of COVID. Of course, those individuals are not working. They're isolated and at home. And if you look at the vaccinations in the state of Arkansas, we have 1,031 individuals fully vaccinated, and that's about 35% of the population. And in Baxter County, we have 26,000 doses given, about 13,000 individuals fully vaccinated, and that is at 33%. We've crept up just a little bit recently with the vaccinations.
Ron, the New York Times was here last week covering the situation in Arkansas, and they visited Baxter Regional. What can you tell us about that national story?
You know, it's nice to have national stories come to you, but sometimes it's not always the good news. But really, they were here to try to get the word out about vaccinations. They really wanted to get an understanding of what's going on in Arkansas, what people's thoughts were about the vaccination, and try to show that that vaccinations do help, and try to have people understand that vaccinations help with the with not spreading COVID, and it helps overall. And if you're not vaccinated, you definitely are sicker, and you're definitely in the hospital longer, and you're definitely more apt to be in the hospital.
Stephanie, is Baxter Regional going to make any changes regarding surgical patients with the uptick in local cases?
Yeah, due to an increase in COVID cases in the area, we are going to start with surgery scheduled Wednesday, July 28th. We will begin COVID testing all surgical patients through our pre-surgical testing process.
Well, we understand Baxter Regional also doing a lot of the antibody treatments. Can you remind our listeners what this is and how it's used to treat COVID-19?
Yeah, we've been very busy giving these monoclonal antibody infusions, which is great news. This is something that is really helping to lessen the severity of symptoms with patients and helping to keep them out of the hospital. A report that we saw on Friday showed that our region of the state is actually giving almost as many of these monoclonal antibody infusions as the metro area. So that's great news. So I want to tell everybody that what this does is they mimic your immune system's ability to fight off the harmful virus. And the monoclonal antibody that we're giving right now is called REGEN-COV. And the criteria to get this antibody infusion is that you have to have a BMI greater than 25 or you have to have a chronic condition such as diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, chronic kidney disease. Pregnancy is also a high risk factor, or if you're age over 65, you would meet criteria for this infusion. You would come in, it's an outpatient procedure. We do start an IV, it infuses over about 25 minutes, and then we monitor you for an hour and then send you home. And like I said, it's been very effective in lessening symptoms and keeping people out of the hospital. So if you test positive for COVID and meet that criteria, please reach out to your physician to see if you qualify.
I got to ask you too, if someone doesn't meet that criteria, there are plenty of other treatments that are being used, right?
Yes. So, you know, steroids, breathing treatments, all of those things help as well. So if you test positive for COVID, even if you don't qualify for that, please reach out to your physician and get started on something. The sooner the better.
Very good. Tobias, all kinds of misinformation about vaccines out there. And we hear that Baxter Regional is going to do a Facebook Live Q&A tomorrow to help address those concerns, right?
Yes, Brad, we are, and there is a lot of misinformation out there right now, so we figured it's best for people to be able to hear it directly from the source and from the physicians within our health system that they trust. So tomorrow, Thursday, July 22nd, at 12:15 p.m., we're going to start our Facebook Live on our Baxter Regional Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Baxter Regional. We'll go live. Our moderator will be our very own Stephanie Free, right here with us today. We'll also have Dr. Kevin Atkins, who is our the Baxter County Medical Officer. We'll have Dr. Raymond Bandy, who's our Internal Medicine and Infectious Disease Physician. And we'll also have Dr. Brian Malte, who's our Pulmonologist. And during the event, we ask that if you have questions or concerns about the vaccine, please comment in. We will be monitoring those during the event and trying to get all of those questions that we possibly can get answered in that 30-minute time frame that we have. So we'll do our very best. If people want to log in again tomorrow, it's Baxter Regional, facebook.com/Baxter Regional, and that will start at 12:15.
Very good. Now, we reported this week, of course, Governor Asa Hutchinson is coming to Mountain Home Monday for the statewide tour to answer questions about COVID-19 vaccinations. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're excited the governor's making Mountain Home a stop on his tour. We know that that's given community members an opportunity to also ask their questions directly to the governor. What's interesting, they also asked us to help with a vaccination clinic. So Baxter Regional, along with ASU Mountain Home and some help from the Arkansas Department of Health, that Monday, July 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we will be conducting a community-wide vaccine clinic over at the Veda Shed in the Trout Room. You will not need to call ahead for appointments. We will take walk-ins. We'll be vaccinating anybody 12 and up, but just want to remind everybody that if you are under the age of 18, you do have to have a parent present to get that vaccination. So, again, that will be at the Veda Shed on Monday the 26th, around when the governor is going to be there as well. So we're excited to be able to do that and offer another opportunity for vaccinations in our community. Also, Brad, just want to make one more point, too. We do, as Ron said, the numbers are up. And we do, we get calls and emails, and we know the community is once again concerned. So we will go back to having this Wednesday morning update with you weekly until those numbers start to go back down.
Very good. We've had a lot of folks asking for that. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, we're just very blessed to have such a great staff, and we really have a great staff here at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And, you know, we're at 32 inpatients with COVID right now, but we also have a lot of non-COVID patients in the hospital. We're probably running 25-30% higher than we were running back in December, January, as far as overall census. And so everybody is definitely stressed, and our ER is running probably 30-35% even higher right now. And we want people to come here if they need care, so we encourage you to continue to come. There's no question. But the way that everybody can help us, and when I talk to administrators across the state, I've been on several phone calls just in the last couple of days and talked to several administrators across the state, and it seems like every hospital in the state is about at full capacity. We have a hard time transferring patients, those type of things. And so the best thing people can do to help us out is to get vaccinated. And if you look at those numbers from January 26th to June 26th, 98% of individuals hospitalized due to COVID were not vaccinated, and 99.6% of the deaths that occurred due to COVID during that time period, those individuals were not vaccinated. So we would encourage you to get vaccinated.
You bet. All right, guys, great information this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it very much.
All right, again, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.